You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Forecasters are expecting strong reports on hiring and unemployment when the government hits send later this morning. This will cover the month of May. Many forecasters were confounded by last month's weakness, and maybe there'll be a happy upward revision of April. The economy now is employing 8 million fewer people than before pandemic, and some of those jobs won't come back, leaving mismatch between people who need jobs and the jobs employers need to fill. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Sectors like manufacturing and logistics are booming, and employers say they desperately need new workers. But Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter, says these positions aren't so easy to fill.
They're highly skilled jobs, and it takes a while for a potential employee to build up that skill set.
Meanwhile, employers have invested heavily in labor-saving technology, AI, machine learning, robotics, during the pandemic. Economist Art Goldsmith at Washington and Lee University says that presents a new opportunity for job retraining.
To help jobless people acquire the skills to work with industrial robotics, sensor systems to produce more, you can be highly trained and you don't need necessarily a college degree.
Goldsmith suggests public-private partnerships to train unemployed workers to manage the new technology that's displacing other jobs, from factory worker to bank teller to accountant. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.